Entertainment.
Pilipinas Mabuhay, welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam
and Tito Oscar
here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Always kaming may DVD night. Always may pangbaon sa school. Always mainit ang pagkain. Always may tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya!
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have a range of special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply. For all lending products, the Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Pilipinas Mabuhay on Planet FM 104.6. This is your Tita Miriam and hope that you will be with us in the next 45 minutes as we share with you some reflections and some music to live by. Tito Oscar?
Maayong hapon sa tanan na itong mga kaisunan sa kahanginan din sa North Shore, dito sa South, West, East, Auckland, and the whole of New Zealand. Ki ora!
Yes, Tito Oscar, and of course, special greetings, our shout out to Brian, the newlyweds, Tito Oscar.
Yes, Brian and beautiful and Anna.
And Anna Posadas.
Yes, and congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Brian Anna Posadas.
Yes, of course, Tito Oscar, our good friend, Dodong.
Yes, Dodong.
Corona.
Ezekiel Corona, yes, from the Philippines.
Yes, yes. And okay. I'm sure he's glad to be back in Manila.
Yeah, I'm sure. He was a very good person, Tita Miriam.
Yes.
I like him very much. Okay. And also greetings to my office mates with Adiko in Penrose, ni Ami, the beautiful Amy, then si Colin, si Manu, si Shane, si Henry, si Brian, and the others, si Oli.
Yes, and of course, to the same boys, Tito
Oscar. To the same boys, And especially sa bago na to ng abot karon, no? Welcome to Auckland. We have now over almost 130 carpenters in Auckland. Okay,
well done, Adeco.
Yes, very well done. Miriam, kalami mo sa magsayaw tayo ngayon.
Yes, Tito Oscar, you used to lead me to a very good swing dance before, Tito Oscar.
Yeah, I can still do it.
Yes, of course you can.
kaming may DVD night. Always may pangbaon sa school. Always mainit ang pagkain. Always may tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya!
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have a range of special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply for all lending products. The Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
His Excellency, Ambassador Jesus Gary Domingo is in Auckland. Hi and hello, Ambassador. Hope you are enjoying the weather.
Yes, and this is coming from Pilipinas, Mabuhay. Pinapawisan ako sa sayaw-sayaw ko, Tita Miriam.
Yes, Tito Oscar, that's part of your exercise today, isn't it?
Say the man, say the man, say the man,
facing a difficult or even an impossible situation right now. Perhaps you're facing a major barrier and you feel stuck. It could be a relationship, an addiction, a lie you believe in, a painful event, or a difficult work environment. Regardless of what it is, you desperately need God to dramatically intervene in your life. Does it sound familiar? Many of us are facing impossible situations where we need this kind of breakthrough in our lives. Yet most of us sit and wait for God to make it happen. And then we wonder, why is it that we don't experience breakthrough as often or as fast as we would like? What we need to know is that breakthrough is not something we sit around and wait for. Breakthrough is God waiting on us to respond in obedience to what He has already commanded and already promised. Breakthrough happens when we take the first offensive step against the barriers in our life. Breakthrough happens when we say, I'm going to trust that God is going to supernaturally do the impossible. God does the breakthrough, but He is waiting for us to take that first step of faith. We have to believe in God's goodness, that God has already willed the breakthrough for our life. Then we actually become agents of breakthrough, unleashing God's supernatural power to change our impossible situations in our homes, in our workplace, or in our relationship. Throughout the ministry of Jesus, we see Him unleashing God's power in impossible situations. He also appointed 12 young apostles and taught them to do the same. And how did Jesus teach them? He demonstrated the love and goodness of God in action by preaching the gospel of love and forgiveness, healing the sick, and setting people free from demonic oppression. Then He expected His disciples to do the same. Jesus' goal was to help them understand that they were supposed to be agents of breakthrough too. In the Gospel of St. Mark chapter 6, we read that Jesus sends out the apostles to preach the gospel, to cast out demons, and heal people, just like He did. Then later in the story, Jesus is teaching to a large crowd of over 5,000 people when He asks the disciples to do the impossible. By this time, it was late in the day, so His disciples came to Him and said, "This is a remote place," they said, "and it is already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But Jesus answered, "You give them something to eat." Jesus expected His disciples to feed the thousands of people in the crowd, even though it was impossible for them. And that is because Jesus knew that it was not impossible for God. Similarly, Jesus expects us to take on the seemingly impossible in our lives. And why? God expects to do impossible things in us and through us. We may ask ourselves, how exactly does it happen? First, we need to look at what we do have and then give it to God in faith. Jesus knew the disciples did not have enough food to feed thousands, but He asked them to bring to Him the small amount of food that they did have, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and He supernaturally multiplied it. In a similar way, God wants us to conquer what we do have. This could be our gifts, our talents, our experiences, and unique personality. Then He wants to use us as an agent of change in whatever impossible situation we are facing. Saint, most of all and most importantly, we must believe that God is good. Not just intellectually, but really believe that God is good. We must be willing to obey Him and embrace that He is willing to do the impossible in us and through us for His glory, so that more would come to know Him. No matter what we are facing, God promises to show up in our difficult situations in a way that declares and reveals His glory and goodness. All we need to do is just surrender everything to Him. Do you believe that there is a gate that leads to breakthrough? I will share on this with you after some words from our sponsors. God will do the impossible in us and through us for His glory, so that more would come to know Him. No matter what we are facing, God promises to show up in our difficult situations. He provides us with a gate that leads through breakthroughs. First, let us ponder on the words from the Gospel of St. John chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they didn't realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said it again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it abundantly." So those were the words in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. I would like to share with you some reflections which I came across from Terry Mardika of Good News Ministries articles. And she said, "Are you at a bottleneck or dead end in your spiritual growth or emotional healing or a difficult relationship? Do you need a breakthrough? Do you feel stuck behind a fence that is keeping you on the outside of peace, joy, satisfaction, or healing? The Gospel of St. John tells us that Jesus is the gate in that fence. He is an open gate. He opened himself to us 2,000 years ago. He wants us to reach the heavenly side of the fence, where we can live outside the realm of earthly restrictions, not only when we die and enter eternal life, but now, here, so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. What breakthrough are we hoping for? What is frustrating us and seems hopeless? What is causing us to think that a problem we are facing might lead to disaster and destruction? What shall we do to follow Jesus more closely so that we can get through this with more abundant peace? When our paths seem blocked, we can only make progress by letting Jesus shepherd us around and through and over the obstacles. For example, when a relationship is hurtful and we try to improve it, but the other person does not want to do the work that is required for growth and healing, Jesus is our open gate. Not only does he comfort us and cry with us, but he also gives us what we don't receive from the other person. Sometimes he leads us to a different pasture, especially if that other person is more like a dangerous wolf than a sheep who is following him. When God commissions us to do something, but others shut the door on us, Jesus is our open gate. He will lead us into a new opportunity for accomplishing the work. When a holy desire seems to have no outlet, instead of complaining or quitting, we must stay close to Jesus so we can follow Him through the gate that He is opening wide, even though it will be in a location that at first is not what we expect. Until we get all the way through this gate, we must follow like a dumb sheep. There is a journey to take before we can reach the other side of the fence. The thief that comes to steal and slaughter can only reach us when we quit following Jesus because we have taken our eyes off of Him. Despair and worry are two common thieves. They rob us of peace. They rob us of joy, of satisfaction, and they rob us of healing. But despair and worry are not as powerful as they pretend to be. They do not speak the truth. They are merely trying to make us forget that Jesus is our good shepherd and that He is safely guiding us into a life of abundant victory, into the gate that leads to breakthroughs.
That we'll find one another in that big somewhere out there. And even though I know how very far apart we are, it helps to think we might be wishing on the same bright star.
And when the night wind starts to sing a lonesome lullaby, it helps to think we're sleeping underneath the same big sky.
And yes, we all have to be determined to have a breakthrough. Let us keep praying and don't lose heart. Just like in any large-scale war, there are many battles. Some breakthroughs are achieved relatively quickly. Others require long, persevering endurance. But either way, breakthroughs require a determination to keep up the assault. Usually, breakthroughs are not achieved by prayer alone. There are works to be done and courage to be exercised. But real spiritual breakthroughs are not achieved at all without prayer. Concentrated, specific, persistent, prevailing prayer often engaged in by two or more, is needed to weaken our spiritual opposition. Fasting is a wonderful help. Fasting tests where the heart is, and when it reveals that the heart is with God and not the world, a mighty blow is struck against our opposition. So if you're praying for a breakthrough and not seeing it, and in fact experiencing more temptations to discouragement, frustration, weariness, doubt, and cynicism than before, never give up. Increasingly intense fighting always precedes strategic breakthroughs. Strategic ground is not easily yielded. You're up against more than you know, but he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. God has overcome the world, and he will give us justice. So don't lose heart. Grow determined. There is a breakthrough ahead in Jesus' name.
Tita Miriam, I'm a very proud Filipino.
Of course, Tito Oscar.
Everybody.
Ang galing ng Pinoy.
Yes, requested song to sa mga kakilala natin mga nurses. Both here sa Middlemore Hospital, Auckland City Hospital sa North Shore.
Yes.
Ang galing ng Filipino. I'm very proud to be a Filipino.
We just love this song, don't we?
Yes.
And Tito Oscar, I think we have nearly reached the end of our show. We hope all our listeners enjoyed the program. And if you missed some of it or you would like to download the reflections, after the show, you can go to www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay. Once again, the website to download the reflections is www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay. So this is your Tita Miriam. Please do join us once again next Saturday here on 104.6 Planet FM. We'd love to continue receiving your emails, your feedback on the show, and of course, your messages of thanks and appreciation for the reflections that we share with you here on 104.6 Planet FM, Pilipinas Mabuhay. So once again, this is your Tita Miriam. Please be assured of our prayers. We love you. Keep well.
Okay, salamat sa inyong pagpaminaw sa itong programa Pilipinas Mabuhay. Dinhinapod sa sunod Sabado sa itong favorito nga time.
Para from the guapong Tito Oscar.
Ang guapong Tita Miriam. We love you so much. Be safe. And go to mass tomorrow, okay?
Okay. So 104.6 Planet FM and Pilipinas Mabuhay. This is once again your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar saying to you,
Pilipinas.
Pilipinas Mabuhay.
Nang ako'y bigyan mo ng pag-asa.